I guess the reason why I'm recording this is because I'm walking and I already talk to myself a lot. And I've gotten into talking to myself again quite a bit. Ooh, my cat. I find that it's one of the ways in which I resolve things for myself and talk through them. Oftentimes I go into like a test version of what I would say to somebody about a difficult issue and so on. Well, that looks tasty. I'm sure it will be. But anyway, I'm analyzing right now, and I guess the more I am going through my participants oral postcards, the more I realize that they're kind of personal archives. And I mean, that's over 3 years now. Over 3 years ago that they did this. So that's already, when I give them their files, which I still plan to do, this is going to be like a history. I mean, their lives have changed since then, and they probably won't remember those little mundane things that they did, and I think it's going to be really a pleasant surprise for them to get these entries back. But that has led me to consider my own life right at this moment, and I guess I was thinking that maybe it would be nice to document some things, and I can keep them, and I can listen to them later. And okay, so I'm leading up to say that I just had a kind of a meltdown / mini emotional breakdown about writing my analysis chapter, and I really, really, you know, this thought kind of warms me. I really hope that when I listen to this sometime in the future, I would have surmounted this hurdle and I would have finished this chapter and hopefully even, you know, defended and graduated and on to other things. I won't even say bigger and better things, just other things. And, but that's why it's kind of important to document the right now, because in the present, I am so blocked and so stumped, and it's really hard to connect with what I should do. Any sort of intuition about what I should do. Various people are giving me various advice. I met with Suzanne, and she kind of had some brilliant, but untimely for me, ideas about the analysis. Things that kind of threw up everything into the air, and I'm just such a linear thinker. I'm such a linear writer. I'm not able to just work on this chapter knowing that the argument that I've made in the previous 120 pages is not quite right. I'm just that linear. So I don't know. I mean, every day is a little bit better, but it feels so difficult right now. I haven't opened my document at all. I'm too afraid. For a whole week, I haven't really opened it. And It's kind of a beautiful, mild day. You know, I smell spring in the air. It's sort of mild as opposed to sharp. Last week was sharp spring, but today it's kind of mild spring. I could be wearing a t-shirt, but you know, I'm always cold, so I'm not. But I'm not wearing a jacket. That's nice. And now I'm approaching Commercial Drive and it's getting way louder, so I'm going to stop, but I'm just walking up to meet AJ. We're gonna go swimming for the first time in a while for me, and I think for the first time in a very long while for AJ. But first we're gonna have pho. Okay, that's it.